I had cold chills all over me while you were singing. That was really great. And we thank you. Serving the purpose of God. Acts chapter 13, verses 36 through 40. Acts chapter 13, verses 36 through 40. May we hear the word of the Lord. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell asleep, was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, we thank you for this, your holy word. We thank you for all scripture. It is inerrant. There is not one error in the scripture. We praise you for it. It comes from you. It was written by man. However, these are your words, and they are to us. May we take them to heart. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Many people have absolutely no sense of purpose for their lives. They're going through life just not knowing where to go, what to do when they get there, and they're just not following the Lord. Year after year, people drift along without any direction whatsoever. Others have goals, but not godly goals. People may pursue wealth, position, influence, or pleasure at all cost. Or their purpose may be to assist others through financial giving or charitable service. But apart from God's leading, none of these goals bring lasting satisfaction. Few people ever feel they have enough money, prestige, happiness, charitable work. Even as believers, we can be guilty of living with no clear purpose in our life. Christians can go through life without ever realizing God's plans for them. Only through discovering His purpose for our lives can we experience genuine fulfillment. I was getting gas the other day and I talked to a lady, or she did most of the talking, I did most of the listening. And she said, "Preacher, how do you know what road God wants you on? How do you discern just what God wants me to do?" Well, I told her the best I know how. Pray. Seek God's guidance. Read the scripture. between those three, you're going to find it. You have no other recourse than to find it in those three. So what is your unique plan? The Apostle Paul described the life of King David by mentioning that in verse 36 that I read this morning, he served the purpose of God in his own generation. Now, if you could have anything said about you when you die, wouldn't that be good? I want somebody to say that about me. I served the purpose of God. We only have one trip through this life, so we have to make the best of it. Would you like to accomplish, I don't know, what? What do you want to accomplish? What is the purpose that God has given you? Believers tend to think serving God is limited to church work, to missionary work. We assume it means singing and preaching, playing instruments for the Lord. That's all part of it. Teaching the Word of God. Giving or participating in a ministry. But you can honor the Lord with your daily choices. At home, at work, in the community. God can put somebody right in front of you that needs somebody to say, good morning. How is your day? God loves you. I said that last week to a man and woman. They walked by me and they were looking down and they looked just as ill as anybody could look. And I said, good morning, isn't it a fabulous day? No, it's drizzling. I said, good. God is blessing us with a nice shower. How about that? Don't we serve a good God? And that woman turned and looked at me, well, what makes you so happy? And I said, the God I serve. I said, He loves you. He don't want you walking around droopy faced. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to love others as He has loved you. But you've got to love yourself. And that man said, mind your own business, we're having an argument. I said, I understand. That's why I wanted to speak to you. That argument don't need to go on and on and on and on. Whatever it is, it's simple. I guarantee you it's not bad. They stopped and thought, and the man said, well, I don't remember what it was. And I started snickering. And the woman said, well, I do. And I, before I even realized, I said, I don't doubt it. Look, if Sue and I start, if we have a disagreeing word, she can remember it a lot longer than I can. I can't remember. I can move on, and I don't remember it. But I guarantee you she could remember it. 20 years ago, we had an argument about something, and she'll say, well, do you remember so-and-so? Not really. Oh, but the devil is alive and well in this world. That woman told me she played piano at her church. I said, and you're proud of the way you're acting? No, sir. God can put somebody in front of you, can't he? And if you're not afraid to do God's will in your life, you can help them have a good day. The woman reached up and hugged my neck. She said, I know we're supposed to stay 6 feet. But I believe you're a man of God, and I don't think that he's going to make you sick. I said, well, thank you. And the man shook my hand and kind of gave me the bro hug. You know what I'm talking about? And it started me thinking. And I asked the woman, I said, what is the purpose in your life? Is it just to sit down and play the piano? No. I'm sure it's not, but I don't know what it is. I said, have you ever asked God? No. I asked the man, I said, do you know the will of God in your life? Do you know where you need to be going? Do you know that path? No. So I gave him a couple of little verses. This happened to be one of them. That's how I put this sermon together, was through this. Believers tend to think serving God is limited to church and missionary work. A lot of them do. That's what that woman told me. She said, my only job is to play the piano. I said, no, it's not. That's a good one. It really is. She said, how many do you have a piano player at your church? And I said, no. We have three. We are truly blessed. And we have three good ones. She said, well, I got brought to the church because I answered an ad in the paper. And they were going to pay me to play the piano. I said, is that your calling? Well, the way you live is a calling. The way you live helps you get focused on whatever way the Lord wants you to go. And by having a smile on the face, and I know I've said this a dozen times since I've been here, but people will either say, he's either got something sneaky in his life, or he's a Christian. First, I'm a Christian. And secondly, I do have a little bit of mischievous in my life. I love to pick on Sue, and I love to pick on our dog. I love to pick on Wayne Beeman. How did David serve God's purpose? Paul says David served the purpose of God in his life. Well, number one, by working as a shepherd. David was the youngest of eight sons, and his task was to tend the family sheep. He submitted to his father's authority in that humble role, never complained. Although his family considered this an insignificant task, I believe the future king did the best job that he knew how. He didn't try to just get by. He did the best job. Also, as David protected the animals, he learned how to fight courageously. He learned how to fight wild animals. Scripture says he killed lions. It says he killed a bear. But what did this do to help prepare him for the future? As we all know, he learned a valuable skill that he later put to use as a warrior, a skill of fighting, a skill of not fearing anything. Why did he have no fear? Because he served at the Lord's discretion. Secondly, by fighting Goliath, this Philistine giant, who challenged not only the army of Israel, but also he mocked their God, Yahweh. David recognized that the true nature of the battle was spiritual. And he approached Goliath and God's strength in him. And he demonstrated the awesome power of the name of God. You and I are given a similar opportunity when people criticize Christians for our faith. Wednesday night, I mentioned a lady who I had, and a man who I had never seen before, come up. I had gone to the mailbox and was walking by, and they drove up. And we had this banter back and forth. She said that she believed in there was a Jesus Christ who walked the earth. She did not believe in the Holy Spirit and did not believe in God. She did not believe in the Bible because it had so many human errors. I said, I don't know how much more that you plan on talking about my faith. But you got to stop right there. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ, His Son. and I believe in the Holy Spirit. That is the triune God. Have you ever heard of that? And she said, no. I said, Phil, give me 1 second. I'll prove it to you. I'll come walk right inside and grab one of my Bibles and opened it up. And it talked about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. She said, that's one of those man-made things. So we talked on just a few minutes, and I felt like I was fighting my giant. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember that movie that came around, Fighting the Giant? Well, I felt like I was fighting Goliath. But I couldn't back down. I had to tell what I believed. I had to tell what this church family is all about. It's all about love and helping each other and serving the Lord God Almighty. And I said, it's about our people wanting to go to heaven. And she said, my husband is an atheist. I said, good, I think you'll both get to spend eternity together in hell. I said, if you change right now, and I offered him, I said, I'll come in with you right now. We'll get at the altar. We will pray. She said, preacher, maybe later. I said, yes, said the person who had a car wreck at 17 and died. Maybe later. Maybe later, says the person who has cancer at a very young age and doesn't have a chance to follow up with maybe later. Thirdly, by being obedient to authority. David is serving God's purpose. Shortly after David killed Goliath, Saul became jealous, didn't he? And he was so smitten by the power to kill David. He just felt like he had to. Twice the king threw a javelin at David, attempting to kill him. Later, Saul tried to end the warrior's life by sending him to fight the Philistines. But despite the king's animosity, David did not turn against Saul. Why? He was put in this position. By Samuel, who anointed him by God. So you see why he didn't try to kill Saul? Fourth, David served God's purpose by learning to wait for God's timing. David's men urged him to kill Saul before he kills you. And he replied in 1 Samuel 24, verse 6, far be it from me, because the Lord, that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointing, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is the Lord's anointing. I must not. To the follower's surprise, he refused to harm Saul. The world won't always understand our decisions. But when you respond to life's opportunities and crisis in godly fashion. You model the authentic Christian life. Thus comes the smile on your face. Frown turned upside down. Are you following God's will for your life? If you aren't a Christian, the answer is no. I can tell you that. Perhaps you are waiting to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I pray that you won't put it off any longer. Acknowledge that you have rebelled against God. Acknowledge that you confess your sins to Jesus. Believe Christ's death on the cross paid your sin debt. Glory, hallelujah. Then you can begin a new life in Him. You can start to fulfill God's calling in your life. Maybe you're already a believer, but never realized the purpose for your life. As a Christian, you should live in such a way that your life will make an impact to God. Many in here are retired, but the ones that are working have a unique opportunity to see people, to accept them as a brother and sister in Christ, to share with them the good news about a Savior named Jesus who died on the cross for us. I pray that you will seek the Father's will and surrender to His leading. The Lord will amaze you and with the powerful things He will do in and through your life. It will make you better, your family better, your life better, your church better. May God richly bless you. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this scripture. Paul has given us a valuable message about David. It's one we could all follow. We thank You, Lord. May You continue to bless us and lead our lives. And may we follow You more closely. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have